Let's Talk readers often write in with reminiscences from the past in Norfolk. We have two such letters this week. The first is from Christine Peach in Norwich. As we will hear from Dorothy, Christine loved working at the public library.
I remember the entrance to the Norwich Public Library on Charing Cross. In 1948, I went as a junior library assistant straight from the Blythe School at the age of 16. Beyond the entrance was a cupboard where I completed my first chores, washing the ink pots in a tiny sink. Next job, collecting the order from senior staff for their break, and then queuing at the Hole in the Wall Cafe in St Andrews. On to tidying books in the book stacks, alphabetical by author, the Dewey system for non-fiction. Later, because I had neat writing, embossing the new book spines with hot pen on gold leaf. Dewey number, or if a biography, the first three letters of writer's surname. Heady work. The reference library was next to the lending library, and our next door neighbour was the public baths. Some unusual songs and splashing. Chief librarian was Mr. George Hayward, he of the noxious pipe, but a gentle, kindly man. Deputy librarian was Miss Mary Alexander. No, she was a bit overwhelming. It was my job, again I got all the best, to arrange new book jackets in the display cabinet. I queried the spelling on While Shepherds Watched. Strange way to spell shepherds. Came the lofty reply from Miss A. Only if you don't know the most famous hotel in Cairo. Well, I didn't. As a council estate child, the farthest I had travelled was London. However, there and then I decided not to be grand with other people if I could avoid it. Finally, I was allowed into the counter to meet the public. What fun it was. Never dull. Legend has it that one of the cast of the Nativity play, The Madder Market, was dared to come in full Nativity dress. The following Saturday, at the end of the queue, there, complete with wings, was the angel Gabriel. After two happy years, I left for more money. I was earning £1, 2 and 6 pence, £1.12.5 per week. I was offered £1.50 by my new employer. Great days, and I met my lovely husband at the library. We married in 1954 and had 62 years together until he died in 2016.
The second letter came from Vera Ward. Here is Neil with her memories of Norwich Common.
After reading the letter in the October edition from Doug Fulcher, it reminded me of my childhood. I was brought up on Norwich Common in the 1940s and 1950s, and remember our small community. We had more or less everything we needed for day-to-day living, although a trip to Wyndham or Norwich was needed for extras. The garage was owned and run by Mr. Spencer, and we would take accumulators for him to charge up for our radio. The church was a daughter church of Wyndham Abbey, and we attended Sunday school there and collected stamps to put in our hymn book. We had an annual outing to Great Yarmouth once a year on a bus. I think it was owned by Joe Smith. The shop was a roadside cafe as well as a shop, and every week I would take an order for butter, sugar and tea. It was run by a lady called Mary, and next door to that lived a couple. The gentleman was Polish, and the lady used to do pen and ink cartoons, and they were placed in the snug of the old oak pub. The pub was run by Tom and Amy Mallett, and there was a cat called Marmaduke that had a permanent seat and was always on a lead. There was a lovely fire in winter, and we were allowed to wait in there for the school bus. Before the garage, there was a school. I do have a very old photo of this, but I think it closed in the early 1900s. We used to play on the fields all around there and help on Elm Farm. I remember going on the milk round, and we had it delivered every day, and a bread delivery 3 times a week. My gran lived in Skipping Block Row, and there was a water well there. We used to sit by the main road and wait for a car to come along to write down the numbers. They were happy days, and I wonder what the residents would think if they returned now.
Thank you, Neil.